I learned something new this week. You'll be impressed. I learned never to leave a room before a committee is formed. You'll be elected.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
What is the most profound prayer you've ever prayed? I remember the first time I heard my mother pray. She said, "Thanks God that he's finally asleep." Someone named Anonymous defined a boy as a noise with dirt on it. I think the only thing I wore out faster than my shoes was my parents. The years flew on by, and suddenly I found myself in the odd place of nursing my parents through Alzheimer's and dementia. My prayers grew increasingly desperate. Help was my favorite one. Sometimes it was as simple as, "Help, I can't find my left shoe." But usually it had more to do with needing wisdom and strength for the day. It was my 44th birthday, the day Mick Jagger turned 63. I dragged myself out of bed to take my youngest son, Jeff, golfing. It was a great reason to get up and face old age. We walked the course together, whacked a little white ball, and sometimes kicked the stupid thing. Jeff said, "Dad, I'm thinking of buying a Ford Mustang and dating." I said, "I am considering pushing you into the creek." Ah, the child lived life like he golfed, carefully planning his attack, then lunging at things and whapping them. After losing to my son, we drove to visit my mother, who needed me to finish sentences for her. There we sat, my mom holding my son's hand and insisting that his iPod was her hearing aid. I'm telling you, they don't prepare you for this stuff in college. Mom handed me a blanket. "It's my baby," she said. The blanket was scrunched and spilled upon by others in the long-term care facility. Suddenly, my phone went off. It was my wife. She was frantic. "Phil," she sobbed, "it's Steve. He's..." And the phone went dead. Steve, our son, was in Uganda, working with street children. I feared the worst. Jumping to my feet, I handed the baby to Jeff, then sprinted for the nearest landline, praying my favorite prayer. When I finally got Ramona on the line, she said, "I'm sorry, it's just that Steve called. He has malaria." "Sorry, I sort of lost it." I was elated. That's all. My son Steve had malaria. He was alive. Jeff looked up when I entered the room again. "Everything's fine," I told him. "Steve just has malaria." He squinted at me like I had lost my mind. I looked down at my mom. The years had been kind to her face, but her memories were distant, her mind fuzzy. "Is your wife pregnant?" she asked. Jeff started to laugh. I couldn't help laughing too, and giving her a hug. "Mom, no, that would be a miracle." "It's my birthday," I told her, but it didn't seem to register. Mom, the one who had planned every birthday, who loved to serve the neighbor kids cake. Jeff leaned forward and draped an arm across her shoulder. The boy loved his grandma, loved to sit on her lap as she read to him, but he never saw the story ending this way. Out in the car, I pondered this journey we'd been on the last few glorious and frantic years. I didn't know much, but I did know this. We would walk this road together. I had no idea where it would take us, but just as my parents took time for me, I would take time for them. "Help," I muttered. And my mind rested on a couple of verses in Psalm 121. "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber." Sometimes on this journey to laugh again, we feel overwhelmed. And you know what? That's okay. We need to trust that God is working in the madness and the mess, even if we can't always see him from here. "It could be worse," I said to Jeff. "My youngest son could start dating." He laughed, and that laugh made me think, it's okay. You can face a birthday cake with 44 candles all lit up, Calloway. I thought of a friend's profound advice, right foot, left foot, breathe. Maybe that's you today. If it is, let's hang in there together.
Want to access Laugh Again anytime, anywhere at your fingertips? Download the free Laugh Again app today. There you'll discover everything Laugh Again, the daily program, video clips, articles, and more. Get the Laugh Again app today, free, at the Apple Store or Google Play. For more information or to support Laugh Again, visit laughagain.ca or in the U.S. at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.